of His might. Say that with me, the power of His might. And if you're new with us for the first time or two, we talk back here. And you might think, well, that's goofy. Well, if you're going with me now, I know I'm a little goofy, but when you leave here, you're going to know something. Because you said it with me a little bit. And you're going to go, wow, I learned something today. I don't want your time to be wasted. And I don't want to waste my time. Amen? So work with me on this. And we have the big screen there. Certainly welcome you to bring your Bible. But at the same time, I'd like you to pay attention up here so that we can get you to cooperate. Amen? So in a series, The Power of His Might, last week's message was basically, we're in a real fight. We're in a real fight. This series is about fighting the devil. Fighting the devil. And last week's message was a full-blown message. After I left, I thought that could have been a seminar. Amen? On the devil. And we went all through the scriptures last week. Remember last week it was overload? But I tell you what, you enjoyed it because I had so many people calling me, writing me, talking to me, whatever. And we need to know. If you don't know there's a devil, you cannot explain and say you cannot explain the wickedness in this world. And we saw it unleashed again this week in Oregon. Amen. But there's wickedness ever all around. But there's an adversary, the devil, who goes about as a roaring what? Lion, seeking whom he may devour. Also, if you have the idea, well, there's no devil, there's no. Here's what you've done. You've said, I don't believe the Bible. And not only that, you've said, I don't believe Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to stand with you there. I'm going to stand with him and his word. Amen. Because where you're standing is sinking sand. And it's in la-la land. There is a devil, there is a battle, there is something going on. His battle is against us. You hear me? He's hell-bent on people going to hell, okay? But he's also hell-bent on strategizing against us in our life. He and his demons and his forces against you and me to screw us up, amen? Ultimately, we do make our own decisions, that's for sure. That's what this series is about, helping you with your decision-making. Y'all listening or not? Say. So and it's not just Gary talking. We'll see it. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go with the word. Here we go, Raj. So, here we go this morning. Look at that. Come on. Say that with me. Truth and righteousness. Truth and righteousness. Or truth and right. Truth and right. You want to fight the devil? Truth and right. Truth and right. If you start out of the gate, well, you know, dishonest, lying, and truth doesn't matter, you're done, you're toast, you're history. Amen? So, today's message on truth and righteousness. And we'll just flow through, Rod. Just keep pushing me a little bit. Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible says, put on the whole or full armor of God. No good soldier would go to battle if he knew he had to have all the armor on with a couple of three pieces missing. That would be the dumbest thing on the planet, okay? And so it is to fight Satan, okay? Put on the whole armor of God. You okay? Hang in here. That you may be able to what? Stand against the what? Wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's what last week's message was all about, that passage. So, say it with me, please. There is a real war. Keep saying it. The enemy is Satan and his forces. The battle is intense. Keep going. And we don't have what? Home field advantage. Baby, you ain't in heaven yet. Okay? This is the devil's domain. As much as I love the beach and I love the Florida and I love the sky and the sun. I love all that stuff. Birds and trees. I love it. Okay? And I give God credit for it. Amen. But this is the devil's domain. Make no mistake about it. Jesus right now is seated at the right hand of God the Father where he ever lives to make intercession for us. He has left us his spirit and his word to fight. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Okay? And heaven's our home, but we ain't there yet. There's a fight going on right here. And that's what this is about. We will never, ever put on the armor of God, the whole armor of God, unless we realize there is a war and there is a what? An enemy. You know, in basic training in the service and stuff, they put these guys through this and that and the other. How many have been through basic training? Let me see your hands. Okay? All right? So you go through all that stuff and mock this and made up this and whatever. You know, and I'm sure many times you're like, oh man, why we got to do this? Why we got to do this? until you get on the battlefield. And then all of a sudden, that armor, that weapon, what you're supposed to do, what somebody taught you, you're begging for your mind to work, to figure it out and know how to fight like with all your might. Amen? Say. Okay? So you got to get real, guys. There's a real fight going on. The Bible says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand or withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to what?" Say that verse with me if you don't mind. It's a good verse for us. One more time. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day." And that last part. "And having done all, to what?" Stand. So here we go. Got to put some armor on. "Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, to stand, to stand, to stand." We must put on the whole armor of God. Just keep beating that in our head this morning. We're not to do what? Pick and choose. Like this is one. "Well, I don't read the Bible. I don't understand the Bible." Well, have at it then. Live life and fight the devil with your brain. Say, "Well, I'm educated." Good. Fight him with your little degree. He'll beat the crap out of you. Excuse me. Okay? Guys, I don't know what it is about the Bible. I don't know if we were taught somewhere or whatever. It was boring as all get. It's not boring to me. I love it. It helps me, man. I didn't know jack squat about living or about the Bible or nothing. I was 16. My mother was a drunk. Anything I knew now to be a good man, to be a good husband, to be a good father, to be a good friend, to do right. I learned from God's Word. It's incredible, the Bible. And yeah, there's parts of it that's deep. I don't understand it all. I understand that, but don't make excuses about it. You know, I don't know how to shoot a gun as good as somebody else, but I guarantee you what, if I'm in the army or something and that enemy's coming at me, I'm going to fire the best I know how. You understand? Say, "I don't know how you use this. I'll pick it up and shoot something." Y'all listening or not? Say. Come on. Any piece of the armor we refuse to put on is going to leave us what? Vulnerable to the enemy's attack. Now, if you don't know this passage, you're going to see why I'm saying this over and over, because it's talking about putting all the armor on. We're going to do two pieces today. So let's get dressed. Let's get dressed for battle to fight the wicked one. Say that with me one more time. Truth and righteousness. Truth and righteousness. So, right, here we go, buddy. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with" what? "Truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." So here we go. Let's check it out. First of all, it says stand. What does the word stand mean? It means to be upright and on your feet. So many in our world today, but so many in the church today, are flat on their back. They're not standing against Satan. They're not standing for the Lord. And they complain. "Oh, why'd God let this happen?" He let this happen because you're a bum. And you're not fighting. And you're not got the armor on. Not every situation. I understand that. But a lot of times we are the problem. Stand! Stand upright! On your feet if you're going to fight the wicked one. And I'm a little intense because the wicked one has been knocking at my door a lot in my life. I don't know about you. If you've had that life where life's been just rosy and sweet, well, God bless you. That ain't been the Clark house. Amen? And it sure ain't been church work. I got a young pastor. Where you at, son? Right there? How you doing, buddy? I'm going to give you a warning. You're in a fight. Okay? But it's a fight worth fighting. Okay? It's a fight worth fighting. Stand means to not be what? We are carried about, the Bible says, with every wind of doctrine to and fro. And we wonder why we're losing the battle. Wonder why our country's going to hell in a handbasket. Are y'all listening or not? Stand! Do the right thing. Stand on truth. This is what the Bible's teaching us this morning. Stand means to take a what? You know, if you take a position anymore, you're mean. I'm horrible then, because I take a lot of positions. Amen? Take a position. And the point is, especially against Satan, take a position and take God's position. Yeah, but so-and-so said such-and-such. But what did God say? Take that position and see how you do. Amen? Say. Stand. That's what it means. Oh, by the way, you can look up this in the Webster's Dictionary. It's a Webster's Dictionary right here. Stand means to do what? How many have had to stand some hard times in your life? Let me see your hand. I've had some hard times in my life. Hey, that's what that word means. It doesn't mean it's all going to be rosy, but here's what it means. You're going to get to the other side. You keep standing. You keep fighting the devil, and you're going to win. I ain't saying you're not going to get nicked up or bruised or cut or knocked out maybe a little bit every once in a while, but you're going to endure, baby, because you're standing. That's what this is talking about. So stand. And then it says having your loins, this is some crazy talk, girt. That's not a word we use today, is it? Loins girt, G-I-R-T. I use the old King James. Having your loins girt about with truth. The word girt, a good word for that would be wrapped. Have yourself wrapped in truth. Did you hear me say? A lot of people put a little band-aid of truth on them. And the rest of them is false. You're sitting duck. Wrap your loins, these vulnerable parts in your life. Wrap them in what? Truth. That's what the Bible says. So, let's look at a Roman soldier. Roman soldiers wore robes that were long and flowing. This was written during Roman times. So let's just look at it for just a minute without going too much into it. So, when running or moving quickly, he would pull it up and he would tuck it into his girdle. That was a 6-inch or so what? Say belt. Belt. One more time. Belt. That fastened around his midsection. It was usually made of either leather or linen. It was also used, watch this, that belt's important. It was used to place weapons in, like a sword or a quiver or a bunch of arrows that he could have his weapons in that belt. He could also pin medals of honor on it, on his belt. Keep that in mind as we read the Bible here just a little bit. So what does God mention? Why does God mention this first? Put on the belt of truth. Say belt of truth. Belt of truth. Talked about there's a devil, all kinds of demons, all kinds of forces fighting against you and me in my life and against the church and wanting people to go to hell, wanting our lives to be a wreck. Okay? So stand against the wiles of the devil. And whatever you do, stand, he says. And stand. He says it again. Stand, stand, stand. Okay, stand. And then he says, with your loins wrapped with the what? Belt of truth. Now, without the belt, the Roman soldier's robe would fall down. Okay? Obviously. And he would be tripped up in battle. Can you imagine running into battle? And you're tripping over your robe. But that's the story of our life, guys. We don't have the belt of truth. We're not wrapped in truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Every word of God is what? True. We care more about opinion today and what might offend somebody. Or whatever. Or what mama said. Or grandma. I don't care who it is. What does the Bible say? Wrap yourself in truth. Or you're going to get tripped up. Without the belt, you won't be able to have the weapons also. Without the truth, how will you know how to fight Satan without knowing the truth, man? Well, I've got tradition. A lot of tradition's wrong. Did y'all know that, say? How many would agree you've heard a lot of tradition in your life, especially like religious tradition? Now that you know the Bible, it ain't in the Bible. Can I see your hand? Let's just go ahead and put them up. Look at that right there. That's a lot of tradition. You need some weapons. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the Bible says. Okay? You need that belt of truth. Say that with me. Just something I say. The belt is the what? Belt's the bottom line. I tell this to my kids, my older kids that were on stage today, my young ones that we're raising right now. They're going to learn one thing about Daddy. You lie to me, you're done. Truth's the bottom line. How about that for you? You like truth or not? Say. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. We ought to thank God for truth. Come on. It's the bottom line. I can forgive. No problem. No problem. Probably ain't nothing a child doesn't do that we can't get over. But you sit there and lie to me into my face, that's a problem. Amen? Now, I'm just a dad. Just a parent. Can you imagine? Listen to me. We're trying to fight the devil lying and like lying like that. We ain't got the truth, and we're going to try to pull over the wool over the liar's eyes. He'll lie you all the way to hell. Come on. The belt of truth, man. Truth is the bottom line to the Christian. Truth's about, and I could keep going and on, but I got to hush. Satan's the great deceiver. He's the father of lies. We saw that last week. We gave a lot of attention to that. This is Jesus speaking. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in what? Truth. Because there is what? No truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a what? And he's the father of it. If we're going to fight Satan, who is a liar, you think we fight him with lying? Say, how do you think a hypocrite in church will fight Satan? You think he'll do pretty good, yes or no? You don't fight lies with lies. You fight the liar with truth. Usually when I get struggling in my mind and down and defeated in my life, it's usually I'm trying to fight Satan many times on his field, and I'm fighting him lie for lie instead of going to God's Word and claiming it in my mind and in my life and knowing I'm more than a conqueror, knowing that greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. I get weak or I get tired or I don't fight effectively. We fight him with what? Wrap yourself in truth. Okay? If you don't have truth, you're what? You're shot. Baby, you're just done if you don't have truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You'll never see Jesus without truth, buddy. Three things about truth, and just quickly. Three things about truth and the belt of truth. We're just talking about truth and righteousness today. Three things about truth. First of all, truth with God. Truth with God. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you're my what? Disciples indeed. And you shall know the what? And the truth shall set you free, shall make you free. Truth with God. Continue in truth, his word, what's right. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot what? Lie. Promise before the world began. Guys, God's not going to lie to you. He loves you. His word is there for you. Wrap yourself in it. Eat it up. Truth with God. Truth isn't what you think. Say that with me. Truth isn't what? It's what who thinks? Now see, that's the problem. We grow up another way. We grow up out of church. We grow up in church or whatever that's not teaching truth. Whatever. I don't know where you get it. But the bottom line, that's what we grab. In our mind, when we go to fight the devil, we grab what we know. But what we know ain't going to fly. We need his truth. Amen? We need to fight back with truth. So it's what God says. It's what God thinks. We come to God on whose terms? Not ours. Well, I'm a good person. I did good. Well, there's a problem with that. God never said, I'll accept you if you do good. He said, I'll accept you if you believe in my son. Well, I'm a nice person. Well, there's a nice, but God never said, I'll accept you if you're nice. God says, I'll accept you if you accept my son. Because you're believing a lie when he says, sorry, this is the truth. I go to church. I give money at church. Well, that's nice, but God didn't say that he'll accept you because of it. He said, I'll accept you because you received my son. See how truth works? Yes or no? How's that work with the kids when you correct them stuff? If they got their little lie, you're going to go with their little lie, you're going to bring them back to truth. But now we're talking about fighting the devil, but this is consequential. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How you get your life cleaned up? Say that with me. By taking heed thereto according to whose word? To God's word. Amen. Forever, O Lord, your what? Your word is settled where? The church changes, we change, America changes. God never changes. His word is solid, it's faithful, it's true. You can count on it. You can take it to the bank. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they do what? Lie in wait to do what? Deceive. Okay? What's the Bible say? Not what some fellow says. Hey, guys, if I say something that's not right, that's not truthful, it doesn't line up with the Bible, you believe the Bible. Don't believe me. Okay? But come and help me. Come and help me. I don't want to keep going on that path. Amen. Say. but speaking the what? Truth in what? Love. That we may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're talking about truth today. This is a hard message on truth and righteousness today. So we need to have truth with God, that belt of truth. We need to have truth with who? If we're going to fight the devil, we need truth with who? Quit lying to God. Okay? Believe His Word. Accept His Word. Accept His Son. Get in line with Him. But also truth with yourself. The belt of truth. Truth with yourself. Let not mercy and what? Forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. I mean, from memorizing Scripture to reading the Bible to getting into God's Word to listening to things from the Scriptures that's going to encourage you. We're talking about fighting the devil here. You're going to need this. Wrap yourself in it. Remove from me the way of lying. If you've been a liar, you don't have to continue being a liar. Remove that from me. Remove that from me. I want to be a person of truth. Grant me the law of thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of what? Truth. Thy judgments have I laid before you. Choose truth. Follow truth. Truth with yourself. I have stuck unto your testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run in the way of your what? When thou shalt enlarge my heart. Okay? A heart that devises wicked imaginations and feet that be swift to running to mischief. Not imaginations, not wicked things, but truth. If you want to fight Satan, if you want to live that victorious life and have a fighting chance, wrap yourself in truth. Romans says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were what? But they became what in their mind? Vain in imaginations. Instead of truth, God created me in His image and His likeness. They let their mind go wild. And their foolish heart was darkened, the Bible says. And they started worshiping trees and four-footed beasts. And that's where evolution comes from. Are y'all listening to me or not? Sorry if I'm offending you this morning, but it's a lie, okay? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am not an animal. Come on. I love animals. Okay? The dog I got today, I ain't that crazy about, but that's another story. But anyway. But I love animals. But animals were not made in the image of God. Guess who was? Me. That's the truth. Okay? Don't believe a lie. Are you hearing me today? We're not winning the war, baby. Come on. Believe God's Word. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. Truth with yourself. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Cast down imaginations, lying mess in your head, stuff that ain't right, that ain't true. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I don't care how many degrees I got. I don't care what kind of political background. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to cast whatever's down up there and bring it into captivity. Take it captive. And every thought obedient to Christ. Amen? This is a spiritual battle we're fighting. So truth with yourself. Now we must be honest with ourselves. We must be sincere if you're going to fight this battle. That's what this belt of truth is. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread and of sincerity and what? Truth. Game playing ain't going to cut it when you're at war. We're talking about the devil. I'm sorry if this is going to put you to sleep, but I'm talking about the devil. I guarantee it, when he comes to your house and rattles your cage, you're going to wake up. Amen. If we say we have no sin, here's another thing. Be at truth with yourself. Quit lying about it. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the what? Ain't where? It ain't in us. Why am I defeated? Could it be you're covering up? Could it be that you're lying? You're trying to have it both ways. Satan's going to eat your lunch. Okay? That's what we're talking about today. Third thing about truth, truth with others. So truth with God, belt of truth. Truth with ourselves, belt of truth. Truth with who? Others, the belt of truth. That they observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. You don't want God to help you? Lie to people. You don't want me to help you? Lie to people. If you're a businessman or businesswoman, you lie to people to get money, I hope you go broke. Did you hear me? You heard me say it. Don't call me. Don't call me, liar. You listening to me? That's strong and ugly. I'm going to run all of you off, ain't I? Come on. This is the way I get when I think of this stuff. It just riles me. You know what I'm saying? Because Satan's alive. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? You'll see a bunch of lying? Turn on Christian TV. Get your Bible, turn it on. Get your Bible, turn it on. Get your Bible, turn it on. Compare Scripture with Scripture. See what you find. There's a battle going on. Y'all listening or not? Come on. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to what? Behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, and it's the what? Pillar, and it's the ground of what? If the church is to be about anything, it's to be about us teaching truth, and it's to be about us telling the truth. And it's about us that are Christians inside this body being at truth, knowing truth with ourselves. Amen? And not being hypocrites. This is huge. We're the church of the living God. We've lost our power. Satan is winning. Y'all hear me today? Truth. So here's the point. Truth. It's the ground and pillar. Here's some of us, though. We're not standing. We're getting squashed like bugs. Instead of being pillars, truth is the pillar, man. We caterpillars. Y'all listen to me say. What are you? Is the church a place, it's the pillar and ground of truth, or has the church become like a caterpillar? Come on, guys. I want you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His what? Might, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's what we're talking about today. It's called Jesus Strong. Amen? Say. I wish I could give you a little bracelet and all of a sudden you'd leave here today and you'd just be strong, super Jesus strong. It's not going to happen. This is a reminder to you that I've got to fight the good fight. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a ball game. I'd given this away, and a little guy that comes to our church, he's 12, he had two of them on. I asked him, I saw he had one, mine was missing. I said, could I get that from you, buddy, because I gave mine away? And he put it on my arm, a little 12-year-old at the football game. And then he was in the locker room. He went with the varsity. I couldn't believe how he made it in, but he was there. That little sucker's there, baby. But then I saw him the other night at the game, and I looked at him again, and he had two on his wrist again. That little sucker's out there trying to make people strong, giving out some Jesus strength. Amen. I love that little guy. Truth, baby. Remove from me the way of lying. Grant me the law graciously. I've chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before thee. I've said that before. I've stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I'll run the way of your commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We read those a little bit earlier, but truth with others. Choose truth. Stick to the truth. Run in the way of truth. Say that with me. Choose truth. Stick to the truth. Run in the way of truth. We've been talking about the belt of truth. Have I wore you out with the belt? Did mama ever wear you out with a belt or daddy? How many ever got spanked with a belt? My mama had a belt. Specially made belt. Had these little notches in it. Just wear you out. Mama'd be in jail today. But she kept me out. Amen? She kept me out. That's what a good mama will do, help keep you out of jail. Amen? Come on. Truth and righteousness. So, the breastplate of righteousness. So we talked about the belt of what? Truth. So how are you going to fight the devil? Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the belt of truth. Okay? You're never going to succeed without being truthful. You will never succeed without being truthful. But the world does it different. The world tells us, and it works. You can lie and make it. And you can get ahead lying. It seems like it, doesn't it? It's frustrating, ain't it? Say. You be a child of the living God. You be a person that's wrapped in truth. You do the right thing, okay? Be a person of truth. So now, the breastplate of righteousness. This won't take as long. The breastplate of righteousness. Pop that up, Rod. Sorry. Back it up, buddy. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? The word girt means what? Wrapped. And having on the what? Of what? righteousness. Having the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was the piece of armor, back to the Roman soldier when this was written. The breastplate was the piece of armor that covered the body from the neck to the thighs. How many would just agree those are pretty important things all down through here? How about, would you agree? I mean, if I got something covered, it's going to be right here and right about here. Y'all with me? Okay. There were two parts. The front was one solid piece. The front was one solid piece. The other went over the shoulders and was fastened tightly with straps. So you got the breastplate, which is two pieces, but it just covers you all up, baby. Amen? Righteousness. Keep looking. Without the breastplate, the warrior was what? Say it a little louder. What? To the enemy and not prepared for battle. It's funny how we fight Satan. This is what this is all about. We fight Satan not even covered. Go ahead and hit me. Go ahead and shoot me. Guess what he'll do? He will hit you and he will shoot you. And he will kill you and he'll destroy you. Isn't it sad? I talked to a couple yesterday. And they're heartbroken over a 36-year-old who just can't seem to get his act together. Just one thing after the other. You know, crime to intoxication to drugs. Sad, isn't it? Let me tell you something. The devil is alive and well. He will destroy you. He'll destroy your home. And when he's destroying your home, he's got a husband and a wife. Either one he can work on, or both of them. You understand? Say. And destroy the home and destroy the children. Y'all hear me today? Righteousness is the believer's what? God's not picking on you and me when he tells us to do right. He's not picking on us when he says, this is the way, walk in it. Righteousness is our protection. Doing right is our protection. Amen? Keep looking. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteous. What's the word righteous mean? Good. Virtuous. Correct. Just. Worthy. Blameless. Let's say that together. Those are, what does righteous mean? Help me with that definition. Good. Virtuous. Correct. Just, worthy, blameless. So just take a minute and think. Think about in your life when you've been under enemy attack and the enemy succeeded in your life. He succeeded in your life. Take a test real quick. How are you doing with the good, the virtuous, the correct, the just, the worthy, and the blameless? Yeah, I got like a lot of these right there going like that. He succeeded because I didn't have on the breastplate of righteousness. We're talking about fighting the devil. Okay? Keep moving, Raj. There we go. Three things about righteousness, and not as long, but similar. We need to be right with who? We need to be right with God. But we are all as an unclean thing. When you know the Bible, you know this, you know you're a sinner. The Bible doesn't mix any words about that. We're all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousness as what? And you let your imagination imagine the filthiest kind of rag and get really filthy. And that's us to God. We all do fade as a what? How many surprised in your life how quickly time has passed? It just went, didn't it? And our iniquities like the wind have taken us a what? Away. Our sin. Righteousness isn't going to take you away. Truth isn't going to take you away. But unrighteousness and lying will take you far away. Okay? For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich, yet for your sakes he became what? that you through his poverty might be rich. Guys, we've all sinned, but Jesus Christ came so that we could be right with God. Jesus Christ came so that we could be right with God. Why do we keep getting it wrong? Quit filling in the blank with church or you or I'm a good person. Fill the blank in with Jesus in your life. Amen? Get it right. How many weren't that good in school? I mean, you just weren't that great in school. Some of you weren't. Can we get this one right? Can we get this one right? Here's the answer. Jesus. Can you say it with me? Jesus is the answer. Okay? He's the answer. To our sin, to our struggle, to our problems, Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for who? Us, the ungodly. Get it right. Get truth with God. And get right with God. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. Get right with God. Get it the way it's supposed to be. Much more than being now justified by who? Jesus' blood. We shall be what? Saved from the wrath of Satan and what's coming. Through Jesus Christ. Get it right. Get right with God. Are y'all listening today or not? Have I wore you out? And be found in him. Not having my own what? I tried my own righteousness. It didn't work too good. My mama had to beat me just to keep me out of jail. You know, stuff like that. All I'm saying, my Gary's right don't work. Amen? Righteousness with God. Get his righteousness. Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. That's what I need. His righteousness. If any man be in Christ, he's a new what? Creature, creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Are you right with God? And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in what? Did it say sinfulness? It's created in what? The new man. That's the path for us. That's what God expects of us. That's what God wants for us. And that's what Satan hates about us. Greater is he that's in who? Than he that's in the world. I can do how many things? All things through Christ. We are all more than what? Conquerors. Because we have his righteousness and true holiness. Right with God. Number two, right with ourselves. The breastplate of righteousness. But we are all as an unclean thing. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We all do fade as a leaf. We said that before. And our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Okay? The breastplate of righteousness protects our heart. Right with ourselves. When we cover our hearts with, say it with me. When we cover our hearts with, help me, phoniness and we are pierced through with what? Sorrow. Are you right with yourself? I can't fight for you. Do my best. Encourage you. We had a good basic training today, didn't we? But the war is coming. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they've erred from the what? And they pierced themselves through with many what? But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. I put that verse up there because we spend more time on what we have. We spend more time on our money. We spend more time on that than we do on learning truth and righteousness and fighting the devil. Amen. You think the devil is pretty clever and he can use your money against you? Let me see some hands. Say. Oh, yeah. Y'all hear me today? The right fight is the right fight. Now, who said that? I did. I'm going to be famous again one day. I know it's going to happen. Say that with me. The right fight is the right fight. What do I mean by that? The right fight is the righteousness fight. Or the righteousness fight is the right fight. You ought to fight for righteousness in your life. You ought to fight to do the right thing. When you fight to do the right thing in your life, you're arming yourself and you're covering yourself in these vital parts to fight against Satan. When you fight to do right. Y'all hearing me? I have to fight to do right. I don't know about you. It's a fight for me to do right. I have to fight to do right. It's a fight worth fighting. Right with ourselves. If we confess our sins, here's the beauty. If we confess our sins, why have we got to stay in our sin? Why do we got to keep covering up? We don't have to. If we confess our sins, He's what? He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all this stuff. Fight to fight, man. Do this. And then finally, right with others. Right with others. We're talking about the belt of truth today and the breastplate of righteousness. And I feel like, this has been another seminar for you. Right with others. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak to every man what? Truth with his neighbor. Be right with other people. You can't fight Satan if you're one way on Sunday and another way through the week. Are you kidding me? You're already done. Put away lying. Keep going, please. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the who? That's what we're talking about today. Let him that what? Stole, steal no more. How are you going to go out there and fight the devil when you're a thief? You hear about righteousness, say. You see how important righteousness is? Come on. But rather get a job, work with your hands, a thing which is good that you can have need to get, you can have to give to somebody in need instead of taking something from somebody else, especially when you're having to steal it. Let no corrupt what? Communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister grace unto the hearers. Be right with other people. I still have to work on this, but using words to encourage, using words to lift. Don't let your mouth be a tool of the devil. Fight him, man. Fight your own tongue. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness. How can I fight the devil in my life if I'm bitter at mama or grandma or somebody, a partner I had in the company? Let it go. It's more important. Fight the good fight. Amen. Wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, put it away from you. It shouldn't come out of your mouth as a child of God. Talking nasty about folk. What are you doing? What are you doing? You hear me? And be what? Can we say this loud? Come on. And be what? You didn't know you could fight the devil with kindness, did you? How many have ever done that? You've really had to fight the devil with some serious kindness. How many did it this week? Let me see your hand. Absolutely. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted. How many have been hurt real bad and you forgave and you're glad you did? Can I see your hand? You were hurt real bad and you forgave and you're glad you did. Why? Because there's a fight. And I don't want to get a bit entangled over here when I got a fight right here. Amen? Forgive, man. One another, even as God for Christ's sake forgave who? You. Amen? Raj, how are we doing back there, buddy? You didn't think I'd make it, did you? I know. So get right. Say that loud. Get what? A little bit louder. Get right. Get right, man. And be right. Get right, be right, do right. Say that with me. Get right, be right, do right. We're talking about fighting the devil. How about this? Get wrong, be wrong, do wrong. You think that'll work? How about get right, be right, do right? And see how you do in life. Stand, 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 stand. If you want to fight the devil, we put on two pieces of the armor today. We ain't fired a shot yet, though. Okay, we're going to fire some shots in this little series. We're going to do some shooting. Stand, therefore, having your what? Loins wrapped with the belt of truth. And have on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, one quick review. How far does that breastplate go up? And how far does it go down? Pretty important. Now, I know your head's uncovered, but we got a special piece for that. That's coming. Okay, come on. Let's thank God for His Word this morning. Amen. We're done. Yes, sir. Boom.
Nice time of study. Praise the Lord.